Welcome to the Buccaneers Observer Podcast. This is Ralph Phillips.
And Molly Bay.
Man, what a game. Oh my goodness.
It was such a good game.
That was entertainment, man. That's what you look for. Everybody, of course, everybody wants their team to win. That always makes it better. Cherry on top. But, you know, a lot of people are like, oh man, you want blowouts all the time. No, you don't. This is what you want. Good entertainment.
To be fair, it was ugly football.
Yeah.
It was a little ugly.
Yeah, a little ugly.
So I can see why people would be concerned about that. However.
However.
I would like to point out that some of the most memorable moments in football are ugly plays.
Yeah, I agree there.
You got the Giants helmet. Who was that guy that caught it on his helmet?
Oh, who was it?
That's not a clean catch.
No.
It's an iconic image.
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't there one with Terry Bradshaw and the Pittsburgh Steelers at Hail Mary?
Yeah, the...
Long before my time, but...
Immaculate Reception.
Yes. Yeah. It's iconic.
Yeah.
So my argument would be ugly football sometimes makes the best football.
There you go.
There we go.
You heard it here first. All you psychologists out there, put that in your new book.
Come on, guys. Like, quit the freaking out. Quit wanting... You know, there are people out there that want to fire the coaching staff, fire everybody.
Well, it worked. Firing Mike Smith.
I mean, but you still have the foundation there.
Yeah.
That's one part. These people just want to blow up the whole building.
Yeah, I think your odds are worse getting a better coach in there. I mean, it happens sometimes, but I think the roll of the dice is not 50-50. It's, you know, you're going to get more bad coaches than you are good coaches.
And I mean, really, how many times are we going to do this?
Right.
So I've been watching the Bucs for 10 years and have known... I'm on my fourth head coach. So
yeah.
They make it 2.5 years.
Yeah, we need to stop that just for your sake.
Guys, it's not working, obviously. What is Einstein, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on, guys. It makes no sense. It is much easier. This is what Ralph always tells me. It's easier to destroy than it is to build.
Yeah.
We're building something here. We're doing it one piece at a time. You know, yeah. We come into this season, we've got our quarterbacks out, we got a backup in there, we've built this monster receiving core.
Yeah, that's taken some work.
It's taken some work and it's taken time, you know. Mm-hmm. We got Evans first, and now, you know, over time we've accumulated a Hump and Godwin, Deshaun Jackson, we had to sign him. I mean, it didn't happen overnight, and we have one of the best receiving cores in the league.
Yeah, we could lose Deshaun Jackson and still be a darn good receiving
just
core.
Fine, which we don't want to do that, by the way.
No.
He did tweet after the game and just said, we're looking forward to, you know, we got the win, but we got some more work to put in. And that's good to hear from him because he didn't have the best performance today.
Yeah.
But it's nice to hear that he's in it. That's a good attitude to have.
Yes. I like that.
He hasn't just, you know, and I think it's endemic of the team, just hasn't given up.
Good. Yeah. I like that. I just didn't give up today. That's
not
for sure.
At all. To the very last second. Catanzaro had every reason to give up today.
I thought for sure he was going to miss that.
His long was 57 yards. This was a 59-yarder.
Mm.
He had missed one before. He had missed the extra point. I mean, that gets in your head. He missed one last week.
Yeah.
He's in his own head. And a lot of criticism on Twitter is that Cutter made the decision to kick the field goal at the end of the fourth, I think it was, instead of going for the end zone. We had 45 seconds left, and he's trying to kick a field goal that Catanzaro misses. Sends us into overtime.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So people are saying, oh, that's too conservative.
Hmm.
He played too conservative. He should have gone for the end zone. I have a theory as to why he didn't do that.
What is your theory?
The offensive line nearly cost us that game. That's what I'm saying.
I think I'd have to agree with you there. They were the worst performing unit by far.
By far. So Jameis led the team in rushing yards with 10 carries for 55 yards.
10 carries?
How are you going to let your quarterback...
Those are all scrambles, too.
Exactly. They don't do a lot of designed runs with him, do they?
No.
I mean, most of the time it's either he's trying to buy time or all the receivers are covered, so he just scrambles.
Yeah. Well, he's always getting pressured back there.
He's getting a lot of pressure.
Kind of the point we're trying to make here. He got 4 sacks today, didn't he?
He did. He got sacked 4 times, 23 yards, which Baker Mayfield wasn't much better. I mean, I think his was 5 for 29 yards, so it wasn't even... I mean, it was, Jameis got sacked almost as much as Baker Mayfield with our monster defensive line.
Yeah. And the offensive line is just really not. Now, Ali Marpet did good today.
Yeah.
He did good. And Jensen did good. I didn't see them messing up, but I haven't, got to see the all 22.
Right. Yeah. So we really won't be able to tell definitively that this is what it is, but this is my theory, is the offensive line cost us that game.
Well, we didn't lose.
It nearly cost us the game. But I like to see that our defense was the weak point. Our defense, they all knew it. Yeah. They were giving up these big leads. The offense, had to keep putting points on the board. Now, granted, there was issues there with the offense making a mistake. This isn't a new problem.
Yeah.
It's been happening all season. But we were just distracted by how bad the defense was.
Yeah, good point. Looks like the defense got shored up, though.
They did. They look good. And, it's hard to tell. Cleveland, they're not the Cleveland Browns that we've seen in years past, but...
Yeah, no, they're a good team.
They're a good team. So, I think the test is really going to be next week with Cincinnati.
Oof.
See how... I'm nervous about this one.
Yeah.
They're playing really good. They're playing good football.
Yeah, this win against the Browns gave Cutter and his crew more breathing room, but not a whole lot. Right. They can't go into Cincinnati and stink it up.
No. And the defense really improved this week. Gosh, they look so good.
Yeah, they did look good. They were on their receivers.
Yeah. So our linebackers are the one that showed up. Levante, Adarius Taylor, and Quan led the board with tackles.
Good.
Yeah. But interesting tidbit, there's one thrown in there. Second leading in tackles was Justin Evans.
Wow. Well, good
right?
for him.
Yeah. He really turned it around, and I didn't even notice.
I didn't really even pay attention to his name out there.
Not at all. And I didn't notice really any mistakes that the defense was making.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw like two plays where it looked like they were kind of screwed up, but.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, such a big improvement. It's such a fast turnaround.
Yeah. I wonder if the players are happy about this defensive coach change.
I wonder if it was a mutiny.
Mutiny. Wonder who else is getting mutiny, going to make walk the plank. Dun, dun, dun.
Do you want to talk about that?
Nope.
So, yeah, a few mistakes. They made a few mistakes for the whole game.
Yeah, no, I think they played very well.
Right.
Very well. Defensive line looked really monstrous.
They did.
Yeah.
Some of them didn't make the stat board. We talked about this in the last podcast, but, Vita Vey, he's not really showing up on the stats, but I'll tell you who did today was Nassib, Carl Nassib.
Yeah, he was taking revenge on the Browns.
He looked good, man. Yeah, he came from the Browns.
Yeah.
He used to play for them.
It was a homecoming. He showed up. He said, y'all remember me?
He sure did. He came and punched his old boss in the mouth. Right?
Where's my paycheck?
Yeah. So he got two total tackles. And... A pass defense?
He got two sacks and a pass defense.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah, a pass defense and two quarterback hits. I guess that's the sack. Two TFLs, that's probably the sack too. They got all kinds of stats for a sack.
Wow. Well,
it's like the jackpot stat.
I wonder if that is or if those are all separate. If he got two tackles, two solo tackles. And it looks like those are the sacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they count for more than one statistic.
That's
so you cheating. Can, yeah, you can kind of figure out why people are going after sacks then.
Yeah.
Because you get all the...
It's like a bonus point.
Yeah. That's funny.
Double XP.
Never even thought of it. I mean, we're not really into the stats.
Yeah.
They don't really show that much.
Yeah.
I mean, they can, but you never know. You need to, you can't just take them and.
Right.
You can't just take the stats.
It'd be like taking the gross from a movie and being able to say, how much money a movie made in a year and being able to say, this is the best movie.
Oh, that's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Stats just
they don't give you the whole picture.
Right. Yeah. You're not watching the movie. You're not going, this is the best movie.
Yeah. Maybe it's not the best for you.
Right.
But it might be for somebody else.
Always, man. Always. But I tell you what, play of the game, we're talking about defense, for showing up, that defensive line and the linebackers and the cornerbacks and the safeties.
Everybody. They just looked together.
They had a fourth and inches on the goal line.
Oh, my gosh.
A quarterback sneak, and they didn't get it. That was the play of the game.
That's amazing.
That was incredible.
That is so hard to do. It's like fourth and inches.
It's like quarterback, a 99% play right
there. Almost every time. Even Drew Brees gets those. Little tiny Drew. Little guy.
Little Drew.
I wonder if he does talk like that.
Doesn't he buy a lot of jewelry? Isn't he in, like, debt?
Yeah, there was, like, a lawsuit. I think he sued somebody. For
a ring that went down in value or something.
Yeah, it wasn't worth what he thought it was going to be worth or something.
Yeah.
Something silly.
He's trying to make his wife happy with those. Was he got like 30 kids? No, he's only got three.
I think two. Yeah. I don't know.
Me neither.
That's funny.
Me neither.
Anyway, so the defense looked really good, but I do think that our offensive line probably cost us the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we approved. Everything has been improving, but the offensive line is the next one to be fixed.
Exactly. I think that's where you go. And it's going to start with Ben and Akin.
And it was smart for them to make it last because, you know, Jameis Winston can scramble and he can sense pressure really well. So the offensive line could compensate for his weakness. He can compensate for the offensive line's weakness.
Yeah. So. But I think the lack of a running game's really hurt us.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Winston threw 52 times a day.
Right. So, and that goes right back down to the offensive line if they're not blocking for your running back.
Yeah, well,
you can't get your run game off the ground, and then, you know, you can't give any breathing room to your receivers.
Yeah, well, we haven't had a running game in years.
Right.
Since drugged up Doug Martin.
Maybe that's the answer. Peyton.
Peyton, if you're listening, don't do drugs.
Right, exactly.
Stay in school.
Otherwise, he won't be on the Bucs anymore. That's the problem. So, with the run game, Jameis led today in the rushing yards. We talked about a little while ago, 55 yards for 10 carries. He's averaging 5.5 yards a carry, whereas the team as a whole averaged for 3.6 yards a carry.
And I bet that 3.6 yards includes Jameis's.
It does. It does. So, I mean, that's horrible.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Cleveland averaged 5.2 yards their whole team. So, Jameis rushed better than the Cleveland Browns also.
Yeah, but that's bad. The Cleveland Browns, 5 rushes. But that Chubb, I talked about him last podcast. I was like, I can't believe they got rid of Carlos Hyde. He would have given us fits. And I said, I'd only seen Chubb run a couple of times, 5 times, I think. And so I went back and watched some of his runs. Oh, my gosh, against Oakland. He ran. It scared me. I was like, he is going to destroy us.
He is just so fast.
Incredibly fast. Once he gets through that line, he is gone.
God, and there was one run today where he almost just had all the room in the world to get through his offensive line. Yeah. And there's nobody at that second level. No Bucs defenders. And you're like,
gone.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But our tackling definitely got much better.
Yeah. Yeah. We were tackling pissed. So did theirs.
Yeah.
They were supposed to miss a few. They didn't miss any.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But our passing game didn't really suffer that much for it.
No.
Just putting points on the board, that's a problem.
Yeah. Well, we won.
We did end up putting the most points.
We got to say that after every negative. Well, we won.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think you do. I think you do focus on the offensive line. And so if they're... I think Cutter will.
What do you do, though? I don't know.
I think, you know, Benenock is... probably a D-minus offensive lineman. Donovan Smith isn't that much better.
Yeah. C-plus.
C-plus, maybe. There's got to be players out there that are even marginally better.
Yeah.
So you get an average offensive lineman.
We've got
depth at both the positions, so I don't know what those guys look like. Kappa and Lotke, is that the other one?
I don't know. Don't know anything about them.
Right, exactly. We never see them.
Yeah.
Anything's got to be better than Benenock.
Yeah. And I think Evan Smith was out there. They did the quarter switch. But actually, they put Evan Smith in the middle of the first quarter. They yanked Benenock. And I can't remember if I saw him the rest of the game. I think I did, but anyhow. We'll look at that on the All-22.
Well, Evan, I mean, he didn't really help us. Our offensive linemen, they accounted for 35 penalty yards of our total 65.
Holy crap.
Yeah. It was Evan Smith. He got one, I think, a false start. And then Donovan Smith was his holdings. Benenock got one, I think.
Man, that's...
I mean, we had 65 total penalty yards.
That's over half the penalty yards on one group.
Right, on just the offensive line. And then couple that with how Jameis was sacked 4 times. He's scrambling.
10 times.
The rushing game can't get off the ground. It's the offensive line. It's got to be.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
So that's where Cutter looks next.
Can't blame this on Jameis. You know, he started throwing erratic in the second half, but it was because he was injured. You mentioned that he mysteriously got put on the injury report for a hip coming into this game. And you could tell he was out there in the second half limping around kind of like his hip was hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and he couldn't fully pivot in his throws.
Right.
So he was throwing some ducks.
And he looked a little stiff in the after game press conference too.
Yeah, he did. So he didn't seem happy.
No.
He looked, I would have said he was in pain, but that's right. Just because I'm reading in all the.
Maybe, maybe, but we'll see what kind of things come out this week.
Yeah.
We lost Kwon to a knee injury.
That's he was playing so well.
I know. In the first, he only played 1 half and had 7 tackles.
Get out of here.
The team leader, Levante David, had 8.
Wow.
So he had 7 in 1 half.
Yeah.
Mm. And then was injured.
And they're saying it's a ACL, MCL?
Possible ACL. He's in a contract year.
Mm. That's going to hurt
him. That's really going to hurt him.
I think we'll re-sign him, but he's not going to get the big money. Like,
yeah, because this season he hasn't, we were talking about that a few episodes ago, he just hasn't really shown up.
Yeah.
None of the linebackers had, to be fair.
Right.
There were some plays where he definitely screwed up and cost us.
Yeah.
Either yards or points, but
yeah.
So he didn't put on his best showing the first 6 games, and now he's not going to get any more for the rest of the season.
Yeah, well, he looked good in this first half, so, and that's enough to go, yeah, he could still play, yeah, because that's really all you care about.
Absolutely, yeah. And he's still young, so it's not like he's burning out. He's got his whole career ahead of him. We'd be stupid to get rid of him.
He's not going to get that big Levante David contract.
Yeah,
that's
he's not.
That's going to cause him to be resentful.
Some
maybe.
Issues, you think?
I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Maybe. Not necessarily resentful at his teammates, but it could, but just at his situation.
Yeah. Well, maybe it'll make him mad. He'll play mad.
Play better,
I like defensive guys that play mad, angry.
Yeah. Yeah. They did today.
Yeah.
They had something to prove. I loved after that quarterback sneak stop at the goal line where they all were pretending they were in a boat rowing.
Yeah.
Remember that after that celebration? That was amazing.
That was a good one. Yeah, they had a couple of choreographed moves. After the Sieb got a sack, they all did a new one that I'd seen. It was almost like a basketball hoop or something.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
I love that they're involved like that. I like that they're having fun with it.
Yeah, you want to see that.
Not you do.
Moping around.
I don't care about everyone made a big deal about the dancing on the sideline, and I just don't care about that.
I can understand the aggravation behind that, but that's fine line territory right there.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I guess you're right. It's the appearance, maybe.
Yeah. Especially when you're upset and you're seeing these guys happy.
Yeah.
You're like, it's your fault. I'm upset.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
The Catanzaro, so he missed.
I can't believe. Cutter's got balls the size of Catanzaro.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I just said that.
You just said that.
That was big, man. I didn't think he was going to put him back out there. And then I thought, this is going to be a fake. They're going to try to get first down.
Yeah.
And he kicked that ball, went through, and I was like, holy crap. I did exactly like Mayfield, just like you did. We were both just like, oh.
The O face.
Not the good one.
Not the good kind. But I like what it says about Cutter. Cutter trusts his players.
Yeah.
That goes a long way.
I think so, man.
Anyone that's worked a job where you felt like your employer didn't trust you or thought you were an idiot that everyone else was incompetent, I mean, that weighs on you, and that's not a great motivating factor. So you got a boss that he's like, I believe in you every step of the way. I'm not going to pull you out just for one mistake. It happens. We all make mistakes.
So what? You failed your job last week and missed a point that probably cost us the game. So what? You missed one this week that is really hurting us right now. So what? You missed another one earlier today, a field goal. Get back out there and try the longest field goal you've ever tried in your life and make it.
Exactly.
You can do it.
Yeah. Think about what that does for his confidence,
too. Did you see all the players rush out there and pick him up?
Oh, and man. I actually watched Carl Nassib had an interview in the locker room, and that was like all that he was talking about.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he had this big smile on his face, just talking about how they believed in Chandler and they knew he was going to come back and do it.
Catanzaro.
Yeah, yeah. Chandler Catanzaro.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was, yeah, they were just, it was amazing. It was a cool thing to see where someone, a teammate is happy.
Yeah.
For another teammate like that.
Especially a guy that he could have made it all about him because he played very well on the defensive
line.
He
did and didn't say a word about that.
Didn't say a word about it. That's cool.
It was so cool. It was a good thing to see. So, ugly football or not.
Yeah, it was fun. Fun football.
It was fun.
That's good.
I just don't get all the hate and all the people being mad.
It's understandable, but I choose not to go down that path, you know.
Yeah.
Not to be
I guess
way.
That's true.
I like to like my team, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Everybody on it, coaches.
Well, it's just not really productive either. What does it do?
I don't know.
I guess if you want to get the coach fired and then he gets fired, that is productive, if that's your goal.
Yeah. But like you said, I say all the time, it's easier to destroy than to build.
Exactly. Exactly. So I'm curious to see the All-22, what it looks like.
Yeah. I want to see when Jameis gets hurt with his hip. He aggravated that. And I want to see what it was.
I mean,
he took some shots out there. He was rushing a lot. So
yeah,
he's scrambling because the offensive line couldn't hold people.
Right. Right. The Cleveland didn't do anything that spectacular, I didn't think.
No.
What do you think?
They almost beat us. That was quite spectacular.
Yeah, that's true. They had the turnovers. And they tend to bat balls a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they do a lot of tip balls, too.
Yeah. They weren't, like we were talking about in the preview, they're not great at tackling, but they're going to tip in balls. And they had some strip sacks and... They showed up.
Yeah.
I guess they did make some plays. I think maybe just offense. They weren't spectacular.
Yeah. Well.
Rookie quarterback. And they're in a position where they're building, too.
Yeah.
They got a rookie quarterback. They're building around
him. They're a couple years behind us.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We were in that boat.
Yeah.
Not too long ago. But I think they're doing pretty good for it.
Yeah. They're standing toe-to-toe with some of the big boys in the league.
They sure are. So it's like you can't knock them for that. And Hugh Jackson, he's done a lot to have to turn the organization around.
I actually saw a study. It was really fascinating. And I probably saved it somewhere, but I'll never be able to find it, where they said that teams that a good indication of how good a team is going to be next year, you know, we're always looking for patterns, is how many close games they lost. Because it's a very average thing, losing close games. It's like got to be around 50-50. If a team wins a lot of close games one year, they're going to be really bad the next year because they're not going to win those close games.
People are going to figure them out. They got the film on them so
just
they can exploit
averages.
Their... Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you get lucky because a lot of it's luck.
Right, you know? Yeah. A ball bounces the right way or the wrong way.
Yeah, close game. Like we had Peppers was... running down the field, he was getting them in field goal range, and we tackled him and stripped the ball out. Fumble.
Yeah.
You know, so that was luck. I mean, it was, you know, they were trying to do it, but still luck.
Exactly. And then the safety, I mean, we were so close to the end zone because a punt or the kickoff went down to like the 1 yard line.
Yeah.
Didn't it go backwards or hump couldn't get it or something?
Yeah, we
like
ended
that.
Up getting a penalty or something and we got moved back half the distance.
So yeah.
Like 3 inches
exactly.
from the goal line.
Exactly. So it's like sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce your way. You get a penalty.
Yeah.
And then you get a safety.
Yeah. You know, penalties happen all the time. They're kind of random. Anybody that's played Madden knows that. But
totally the same thing.
Penalties really matter in context.
Yeah.
No.
They're mistakes. They're mistakes. And it's either you're making a lot of mistakes or they're making a lot of mistakes.
Yeah. So the offensive line had how many penalties?
They had 35 yards of our total 65 yards.
Anyhow, I thought it was a great game. I really enjoyed it. I was jumping up and down, acting like a fool. It's how I like to be.
It was. It was a good one. That last second.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was some intensity.
And I mean, we weren't, and that's what Cutter said, we weren't getting the ball back. It was either we scored that field goal or we tied the game.
Right.
Because our offense wasn't getting back on that field. So that's why he made the call to put Catanzaro in.
Yeah, that was smart. Hey, you know, people say he played conservative. That wasn't conservative.
Right. Not in overtime, he didn't.
Yeah, because if he would have missed that, they would have gotten the ball on the 50.
Right.
Right around the 50.
And then you count on your defense to stop them, which they did a good job of today.
Yeah.
but it was probably, there wasn't going to be enough clock.
Yeah.
We were going to run out of time.
Yep. Yep. So it was a good game. I really enjoyed it.
It was a good game.
Any last words?
Well, we talked about Quan. Oh, talking about Captain Zero with his misses, okay? So he missed a field goal, the extra point, and then he made the game winner. Well, there were two kickers today that lost the game winners for their teams.
And one of them was the big dog, Justin Tucker.
Yeah, Justin Tucker, Mr. Consistency for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yep.
It was an extra point.
Yeah, he missed an extra
point. It would have tied the game. It was 23-24. Yep. There's not much time left. I don't know, under 2 minutes probably.
Right. So, you know, there's Baltimore fans calling for his head.
Exactly.
And
he's been there forever.
The
right. Mr. Consistency. He's always been very reliable.
Yeah. Well, this is the first one he's missed.
Yeah. First. In his career.
That's crazy.
I know. So it happens. And so, you know, for us, it went our way this time. We had a kicking situation that it cost us in the beginning, but in the end,
it put us in the bad situation to begin with.
Right. But then it got us out.
Yeah.
And then Dallas today, they lost on a field goal.
Yeah,
last
but that
minute.
New kicker, they got rid of their...
Dan Bailey. Consistency also.
Yeah.
Been there forever.
So,
getting rid of your kickers, not always the best decision.
Right. We could still have Matt Bryant.
Yeah.
If we wouldn't have got rid of him.
Or Connor Barth.
Yeah, good point.
He was decent. So, good game overall. Glad we got a W.
Yeah.
Y'all quit complaining.
Good game. Good game, guys. All right. Tomorrow we'll get up. Well, no, we'll have the all 22 coming out. We'll probably do a further game analysis. This is just a reaction podcast. We'll do a further analysis Tuesday, maybe. And then we'll get the all 22 and the next game's preview out Thursday or Friday.
Cincinnati. Hopefully Thursday night. Maybe our goal.
Yeah, we're shooting for Thursday night.
So.
But life.
So. Life. That's true.
So anyhow, keep checking us out. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, Molly was tweeting all during the game. She got some good reaction. We love the feedback and everything. So if you want to follow our Twitter and give us a shout out or whatever, we are at @Bucks_Observer. If you want to go to the website and catch up on all of our podcasts, see the information we have there, it's at BuccaneersObserver.com. You can reach Molly at MollyBay@BuccaneersObserver.com, or you can email me at Ralph@BuccaneersObserver.com. Until then, folks.
Go Bucks!